Trevin Millard, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you reported recently that Nevada is short almost 1,000 licensed teachers, and most of those positions are in Clark County. How dire is the situation there, and how are we doing up here in Washoe?
We're doing a little better in Washoe. We only have 50 teacher openings that aren't filled. Half of those are special education, so the most needy students are the ones being let down there. And this is the first time we've had this big statewide presentation of this information. Working in Clark for 4 years, this is nothing new for them. They start every year 500, 700 teachers behind. And that usually stays throughout the year. It's just this bright light is being shined on it. And it's coming in this context of the state investing hundreds of millions of dollars in education. It doesn't matter if we invest that money if we don't have teachers in front of the kids who can do everything they're trying to have done. So it's really troubling, and it's alarming to education officials at the state level, and they're quite worried about it.
And through your reporting, you're talking to a lot of those education officials, a lot of advocates. What specifically are you hearing?
They're worried we cannot improve our education system or academic performance without qualified teachers, and they're wanting to find out, okay, how can we get those teachers? We obviously are having a hard time doing it. We have a lot of factors working against us. Starting salary for teachers in Nevada is very low. It's like $34,000.
How does that compare nationally?
Nationally, it's usually a little higher. Neighboring states like California, which is very close for Washoe, pays more. Most school districts over there. It's just hard to work against that. And that's one thing that didn't change the session. They invested all this money, but the starting salary remains exactly the same. And school districts did not negotiate with their teachers' unions for increased base salaries. They largely increased salaries for senior teachers, which has had a lot of people kind of pissed off.
Were there other ways in which the legislature did address the teacher shortage in the most recent session?
Well, hearing from people involved in education in the state, but not in the state legislature, they were kind of disappointed throughout the session because the issue of hiring teachers and retaining teachers was not part of the discussion of all the reforms. It was almost an afterthought at the very end. Oh, let's add on some hiring bonuses. Let's get some scholarships. It wasn't a part of the bedrock of the plan. It just came afterwards. So I think that's why we're seeing this. It wasn't an instrumental part of the whole framework.
And returning to the immediate issue of this shortage, if a classroom doesn't have a licensed teacher, who's in there?
Largely, they're able to find long-term subs. They may be licensed teachers, but not in what they're teaching, so it doesn't help out much. You might have an art teacher teaching math, or you might have somebody with a bachelor's degree but not a teacher's degree teaching your students. And you can imagine what parents would feel about this. You know, what quality of education is my child getting if, you know, their teacher is out of their realm? And most of these 1,000 positions open in the state are being filled by long-term subs.
You mentioned before that most of the teacher vacancies in Washoe County specifically are in special education classrooms. Why is that? And why does that pose additional problems?
The reason we have the largest openings in special ed is because to become a special ed teacher requires the most training. You have to have a lot of license requirements. So the fact that you don't have a teacher meeting those high demands is a huge setback. Those students require a lot, and the demands of one student ranges a lot to another. You know, most students, I think counter to popular opinion or just bias, most students aren't highly disabled. They're capable to learn. They're capable to graduate. Something like 80, 90% should be graduating, but we're having a 25% graduation rate. And, you know, everything in the school system is related to having teachers. You can't make any fixes, no matter how much money you put into it, unless you have teachers in the classroom who know what they're doing.
Trevin, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Trevin Millard covers K-12 education for the Reno Gazette Journal. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Bliss.